This Fine Music Radio production and other extant podcasts are available on the podcasts page of the Fine Music Radio website, fmr.co.za.
Our living community.
Welcome to Our Living Community. I'm Otto van der Walt, and this feature is brought to you by the realtors who care about your environment, Remax Living Cape Town. The Freshwater Research Center has partnered with an international organization called the Nature Conservancy to monitor what effect the removal of invasive alien vegetation has on the rivers in the catchment areas that feed the Tiewaters Kloof Dam. Kate Snadden gives more details of what exactly is being monitored.
But Tiewaters, for instance, supplies, I think, 56% more or less of Cape Town's water, so hugely important resource. And this project came up under the auspices of the Nature Conservancy. So they've actually managed to find funding to go into all of the catchments that supply Tiewaters Kloof and clear the alien vegetation that is really taking hold in those upper catchments. And a lot of the time, these are, a lot of them are pines that are right up in the top of the catchment, so very difficult to get to. They've found funds to pay for these teams that go up and spend, you know, 2 weeks in the mountains at high altitude cutting down these pines. And the Nature Conservancy is monitoring what that is going to do in terms of water supply. So how much more water becomes available if you remove all these pines? So they're monitoring the water quantity. Then we came in with them to partner to look at the biotic response. So how are the fauna and the flora responding to that probably increased water availability? So we're looking at the bugs, the invertebrates in those systems. We're looking at the fish, where they do occur, because they don't occur in all the rivers. And also a little bit of water quality as well. So how is that going to change? And this is a long-term project. This is kind of a 30-year project. We hope to be involved throughout. And yeah, we've been just getting some really lovely results looking at the relationship between flow and the invertebrates that are living in the river. And then the fish species around that area in the upper Rivierswane end, the Tutoys River, the Amandels River, there's some quite special fish species that occur there. So we're trying to see how that increased water availability could positively affect their distributions. There's something called the giant redfin, which sounds big, but it's about an 18-centimeter fish, one of our special indigenous species, which has a very, very few populations left, some of them being in that catchment. So that's one that we're keeping our eye on as a species that could benefit positively from the removal of aliens. And of course, just monitoring the removal of these aliens in terms of how that's going to improve the water security for Cape Town. And that's just in terms of, you know, more water throughout the year coming into our dams instead of once off big rainfall events, the water falls off the catchment into the dam and out again. So we're trying to improve the health of the catchments, feeding those dams.
The voice of Kate Snadden, who is a co-founder of the Freshwater Research Centre. For more information on the organisation, please visit their website, frcsa.org.za. This feature was brought to you by the professional realtors who care about your environment. Remax Living Cape Town.
This was a Fine Music Radio production. Our living community is broadcast every Wednesday morning at 7:15 on The Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills.